Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 a.m. Steve Cochran rolls in at 5 a.m., and we will hang out with him for a while after the 5 o'clock news. Hey, if you would like to join us, it's 312-981-7200. If you want to send a text, you can send it to 24720 and sign your name to those texts to 24720. Also, facebook.com/Nick D Show. The phone lines are open. I want to hear from you guys. How long have you did you not return something? There's a news story that I'm about to read about a woman who was jailed for not returning a 2005 video rental. So if you've got like a library book in your house that you've had for like ever, dig it out right now and tell me about it. Or if you've borrowed something from a neighbor and never returned it, or borrowed something from a friend, forgot about it until years later. But I want to talk a little bit about that. Or if you've got videos or if you've got books, 312-981-7200. It's time to purge all that stuff. But here's the story that inspired me to talk about this topic and open up the phone lines for you guys to admit that you still probably have some library books laying around your house. 312-981-7200. Kayla Michelle Finley may be wishing that services such as Netflix and Amazon Prime had been around a little bit earlier. The South Carolina woman spent a night in jail last week for failing to return a video she rented in 2005. It was a VHS tape of a Jennifer Lopez movie. Finley, 27, was arrested Thursday in Pickens County, South Carolina, on a misdemeanor charge of failure to return the video, according to CNN affiliate WYFF-TV. The movie Monster-in-Law, starring Jennifer Lopez and Jane Fonda as a feuding potential daughter and mother-in-law, was rented from a video store, Dalton Videos, that is now out of business. Here's the thing. The woman should have been arrested for her taste in movies. The fact that she rented, she actually rented Monster-in-Law, that should be enough to throw her in jail. The WYFF report says Finley was at the county sheriff's office on another matter when an active warrant for her arrest was discovered. Chief Deputy Creed Hash. Wow, what a great name. I'm Deputy Creed Hash. I'm afraid that we're going to have to arrest you because you still have Monster-in-Law. I'm Deputy Creed Hash. Yeah. I think that should be my radio name. Don't you think that would be good to... Welcome to the Creed Hash Show.
What would you play on the Creed Hash Show?
What would I play, like, music-wise?
Yeah.
Well, I could still get away with Steve Earle if I were Creed Hash. What do you think?
What's that band that Creed Batten is in?
Well, we could play Creed.
We could play Creed.
Yeah.
All Creed all the time.
All Creed all the time.
Do your karaoke.
Yeah, we can play Higher. That would be the theme. I'm Creed Hash, and here's some Creed.
Somewhere Matt Matucci's very happy.
Yeah. He was my Creed correspondent, Matt Matucci. Creed Hash, by the way, is Chief Deputy Creed Hash, told the station that the store's owner had asked Pickens County Judge for the warrant years ago when Finley didn't return her video. Hash said Finley had been sent several certified letters asking her to turn herself in. Finley spent a night in jail because her bond hearing couldn't be held until Friday morning. The judge released her on a $2,000 bond. Efforts to reach out to Finley via social media were unsuccessful on Monday. But a woman identifying herself as Finley and whose profile picture appeared similar to Finley's mugshot took to Fox Carolina News Facebook page on Saturday to defend herself. She said after renting the movie, she had to move out of state because of her husband's job, and she simply forgot about it. I'm no criminal, but Pickens County Sheriff's Office made me feel like I was one. She said she never received any letters from the sheriff's office while striking back at people who made the negative comments on Fox posts. If I had, it would have been taken care of immediately. Some of you need to quit judging like you are. This is a bogus charge, and everyone knows it. For Finley, it's no laughing matter, but that didn't stop folks online from commenting on the ridiculousness of it all. Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed, wrote Twitter user Alec McKinnon. Now everyone is going to know I rented Monster-in-Law. They should sentence her to time already served, wrote one CNN commentator. She'll never get those 2 hours back. Others were taking shots at what they felt was an overreaction by law enforcement. Wait till they find out she forgot to rewind the tape, another commentator wrote. The Pickens County Sheriff's Office did not immediately return a phone call seeking comment. Okay, so that's the story. First of all,
I don't see why this isn't a crime.
Why? What isn't a crime?
What she did. She says, I'm not a criminal. Yeah. You stole something from a store.
Yeah. No, she should have, you know, returned it.
Yeah.
But like she was saying, you know, she didn't receive the letters. And
that law doesn't make a difference. For example, if you get your driver's license suspended, Illinois just, they don't even have to send you a letter. Next time you get pulled over, you find out that way.
I'm a victim of that.
Yeah.
That happened to me.
So that's the way the law works.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, you know, unique to video rentals or something. This is, you don't have to be told you're breaking the law.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know,
she has no defense here whatsoever.
The details about this, though, are so ridiculous. The fact that it's Monster in Law is the funniest. That's the funniest detail about this whole story, is that she rented Monster in Law. Have you seen? No, you haven't seen.
I have not. No,
Dan, have you seen Monster in Law?
I have.
It's unbelievable.
It is quite bad.
It's horrendous, and for her to voluntarily have rented and paid for, you know. All right, so the question is, go through your house right now. You're up. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You can't sleep. Do something productive. See if you've got some old rental stuff that you've not returned. Do you have something that belongs to a friend that you have not returned over the years? Have you ever been busted for not returning a video? Do you have a similar story to what's happened to Kayla Michelle Findlay? Do you have some library books that you haven't returned? And how long have you had some of these library books? 312-981-7200. And speaking of library books, Dan, can we play something here? Do we have it? Here we go.
Well, I'm glad you're here so we can get this all straightened out. Would you like a cup of tea?
You got any coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
No, I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, you don't drink coffee? How about instant coffee?
No, I don't have...
You don't have any instant coffee?
Well, I don't normally.
Who doesn't have instant coffee?
I don't.
You buy a jar of Folgers crystals, you put it in the cupboard, you forget about it. And later on, when you need it, it's there. It lasts forever. It's freeze-dried. Freeze-dried crystals.
Really, I have to remember that.
You took this book out in 1971.
Yes, and I returned it in 1971.
Yeah, 71. That was my first year on the job. Bad year for libraries. Bad year for America. Hippies burning library cards. Abby Hoffman telling everybody to steal books. I don't judge a man by the length of his hair or the kind of music he listens to. Rock was never my bag. But you put on a pair of shoes when you walk into the New York Public Library, fella.
Look, Mr. Bookman. I returned that book. I remember it very specifically.
You're a comedian. You make people laugh.
I try.
You think this is all a big joke, don't you?
No, I don't.
I saw you on TV once. I remembered your name from my list. I looked it up. Sure enough, it checked out. You think because you're a celebrity that somehow the law doesn't apply to you, that you're above the law?
Certainly not.
Well, let me tell you something funny, boy. You know that little stamp? The one that says New York Public Library? Well, that may not mean anything to you, but that means a lot to me. One whole hell of a lot. Sure, go ahead, laugh if you want to. I've seen your type before. Flashy, making the scene, flaunting convention. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. What's this guy making such a big stink about old library books? Well, let me give you a hint, Junior. Maybe we can live without libraries, people like you and me. Maybe. Sure, we're too old to change the world. But what about that kid sitting down, opening a book right now in a branch of the local library and finding drawings of peepees and wee-wees and the Cat in the Hat and the five Chinese brothers? Doesn't he deserve better? Look, if you think this is about overdue fines and missing books, you better think again. This is about that kid's right to read a book without getting his mind warped. Maybe that turns you on, Seinfeld. Maybe that's how you get your kicks, you and your good time buddies. Well, I got a flash for you, Joy Boy. Party time is over. You got 7 days, Seinfeld. That is 1 week.
Unbelievable. Philip Baker Hall. Oh, my God. One of the greatest guest performances in the history of television. I adore that episode, and his name is Bookman. 312-981-7200. A woman gets arrested for still holding onto a VHS copy of the fantastic Jennifer Lopez movie Monster in Law since 2005, wondering if you have stuff in your house right now that you've not returned, if you have a similar story to what happened to this young woman, if, like the case of Jerry Seinfeld, you did not return a book for 20 years. Do you still have some library books that are overdue in your house right now? If you do, pull them out and let's talk about it. 312-981-7200. Send your text to 24720. You borrowed something. You didn't return it. Let's purge. 312-981-7200 on WGN. Nick DiGilio, yeah, man. All right, all right, all right. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. Nothing happening downtown yet. Nothing falling from the skies, ice or snow or sleet or any of that stuff. Rain. It's on its way, though. I'm looking at the radar right now. It's a large batch of scary-looking stuff that's going to be floating over the Chicago area. So be prepared. It could get kind of weird and ugly, and we're going to have a very interesting and strange weather day here on a Thursday. And we'll keep you posted on all of that. The phone number is 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open. You could send your text to 24720. And sign your name on those texts at 24720 and also Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Very unusual and weird story about a woman who was jailed for not returning a video rental that she rented in 2005, a VHS copy of the ridiculously horrible Monster in Law movie with Jennifer Lopez and Jane Fonda. She was thrown in jail, and that got me thinking whether you have similar stories about not returning videos or if you have, this is the main thing, if you might have an old library book that you never returned and it's still in your house from 25 years ago or whatever. Dig it out and let's talk about it. If you borrowed something from a friend that you never returned or something was borrowed from you that never got returned. 312-981-7200. A couple of Facebook comments and some texts here. We'll get to those. And the phones are coming up. 312-981-7200. Kelly says, when I was a child, I was goofing around with a Swiss Army knife, and as kids do when they play with knives, I cut myself. I bled all over a library book on polar bears. You can't return a bloody book about polar bears. Guess they'll have to hunt me down for that one. you know, you could have somebody else return it and say, my daughter was killed by polar bears, and this book didn't help at all. So, see the blood all over the book? That's my daughter's blood. She was killed by a polar bear. I expect not to pay any late fees. 773 says the Chicago Public Library did an Amnesty Week last year. One book got returned that was 82 years past due. What? There was also a book that was decades late that is now worth several hundred dollars because it's extremely rare. That's funny that they're doing an amnesty thing, like parking tickets. That's pretty good. 312-981-7200. You got stuff in your house that you should have returned and you didn't? Call us up. Here's Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Hey, morning, Nick.
Hi.
Yeah, one morning I was going to work. My wife asked me to return a couple of videos at the Blockbuster in Frankfurt. Well, she was starting to get these calls about, you know, the video not being returned, and she kept on asking me if I returned them. I said, yeah. I was running a little late that morning. You know how they have the Dropbox?
Yeah.
Well, I guess there was a garbage can right next to the Dropbox.
No.
Yeah. So I hit the garbage can instead of the Dropbox.
Do you remember the movies, Mike?
I don't know, but whatever she rents, they're bad. So I never watch them. I got a couple of those books, too, from the public library on 47th and Honnery that I still have. I'd like to return, but getting back into that old area, it's a little hectic.
A little hectic for you. Now, did you end up having to pay for the movies?
I think she gave a couple of dollars, which was, you know, proper. You know, I think just the cost of the video wasn't that much.
Yeah.
You know, because they got their money back on their rent, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I went back and looked, and there was sure enough a, you know, yellow garbage can with a blue lid with you know, the push thing. So.
See, now that's misleading. It's got the actual colors of Blockbuster on the garbage can. That's misleading. I bet you're not the only person that's ever made that mistake. It's right next to the.
No, actually, they did move the garbage can.
Oh, they did.
Yes.
Oh, Mike, that's a great story, man. Thanks for sharing it.
All right, thanks, Nick.
All right,
have a good day.
Take care, buddy. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. That's a great story. But I bet Blockbuster probably did that on purpose, man, so that they could generate a little extra cash. Let's put a garbage can, paint it exactly the same colors as our Blockbuster logo, put it next to the Dropbox, and see how many people we can nail for full price.
Maybe that was the receptacle dedicated exclusively for Monster-in-Law.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, just Monster-in-Law, all yeah. other returns
that's
here.
That's right. That's right. But it's funny that Mike's response was, I go, what, do you remember what movies they were at? Ah, my wife rented it, so they're all bad. I never watch them. Oh, man. You know, the Netflix thing, my ex-wife Heather, when I first started dating her, we started dating in 2004, she was right on the cusp, but she was doing that Netflix thing where you get the discs in the mail. You can still do that, although the streaming is obviously easier on your computer. So she was doing that, and I think she had a movie, I don't know, because if you keep it. I think she had a movie for like 3 months. We were dating for a while.
I've had a Netflix disc for over a year.
Really?
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, that's the point of that service.
That's exactly it.
Is you keep it as long as you want, you mail it back, and then they mail you another one. Now, Dan, have you ever used the Netflix?
I have not, but it reminded me of a story that was done a couple years ago. Netflix actually released the movie that was held on to the most, and it was Hotel Rwanda. Because people wanted to see it, because obviously it's a very important film about a very important topic, but it's not exactly a crowd pleaser. So it's one of those things people would order it and then they'd get it and they wouldn't want to watch it because it's a Friday night.
Yeah.
So it was the movie that was often ordered but not returned.
That makes sense. That's great. All right. 312-981-7200. Woman gets arrested for not returning Monster-in-Law on VHS since 2005.
Well, Ted, what's the movie?
Yeah, it's one of the Harry Potter. It's like six or seven.
One of the Harry Potters you had for a year.
I still have it.
You still have it?
Still have it. Still sitting on the kitchen table.
You should watch it, man. You've already seen it, right?
It might be the one I haven't seen. Might be part two.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. Yeah. You didn't see the last part of the Harry Potter?
No, I still haven't seen it.
What the hell, man?
I never saw it.
You got to see it. It's great.
I saw 7.1.
Well, you got to see the... What the hell is wrong with you, man? Come on. Especially as a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah,
and I know that you're a huge Harry Potter. It's so good, Ted.
I just haven't gotten... I keep saying, you know, I'm going to watch 7.1 again before I watch
7.2. Yeah, I can understand that.
And then I never have 6 hours just to watch Harry Potter movies.
All right. Wow, man. I can't believe you didn't see that in the theater. How did you not see the second part in the theater?
I don't know. It's the only one I didn't see in the theater.
I know. What the hell, man? Wow. All right, everybody hang on. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. What video rentals did you not return? Do you still have library books in your house somewhere that you've never returned? Dig them out. If you borrowed something from someone, your friend, a neighbor, and you never brought it back, or something was borrowed from you that was never brought back. We're talking about borrowing things and not returning them, and women going to jail because they rented a Jennifer Lopez movie and never returned it. Yeah, man. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Our phone number, if you want to get in here, we got some lines open, is 312-981-7200. We're talking about returning things that you borrowed. Do you still have some library books in your house that were from 10, 12 years ago? Did you borrow something from a friend that you never returned, or did someone borrow something from you, vice versa? This whole thing started because I was reading this story about a woman who was jailed just a few days ago for not returning a 2005 video rental, a VHS copy of the horrible Jennifer Lopez movie Monster-in-Law, and she spent a night in jail for it. And that got me to thinking, you still have some movies. Did you not return a Netflix thing? Ted still has the last Harry Potter movie from Netflix. He's had it for over a year. And
it's actually been 2 years.
I went 2 years. Yeah. 2 years.
So a little over 2 years.
All right. How about you? Have you not returned a library book that you've got sitting around the house? You can tell us about it right now. 312-981-7200. Send your text to 24720. Here's Chad on WGN. Hi, Chad.
Hey, Nick. What's going on, man?
Hey.
I got a library book. I actually dug it out the other day. I got it in 97 from my high school.
Uh-huh.
And it's a poetry book by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. It's a pretty terrible book. And I actually felt guilty, and I thought, man, I'm gonna take this back. And my wife, she's from California, she said, why would anybody in Western Kentucky want a poetry book unless it's about their cousin?
Oh, God.
But And I went down to take it back, and the school shut down. So I think I'm safe now.
So you're safe, yeah. Yeah. Poetry book. Did you take that out of the library in school because it was for an assignment?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, because you're not gonna voluntarily take out a poetry book from your high school.
Not unless you're one of those emo kids, you know?
Yeah, emo kids. All right, Chad, enjoy that free book.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, man, take care.
All right.
312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. Confessing about library books that you haven't returned or video rentals that you didn't return. Things that you borrowed from your friends or neighbors. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've got more texts here to 24-720 and some Facebook comments that we will also read. But let's talk with Rich on WGN. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing today?
All right, buddy.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I just wanted to make a comment on the lady that got jailed.
Yeah.
99% of your bigger stores like Blockbuster and Hollywood Video, they always require a credit card before you rent anything.
Right.
Even the smaller stores were doing that also. So this lady's credit card should have got charged a long time ago, and this whole thing should have been avoided.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the requirements were at this video store, but, yeah, that's normally the case, is you get a credit card number, and if you don't return it, they're going to charge you the whole price for the movie. Like, you know, some of those VHS tapes were going for, like, $100.
Yeah, easily. They'll charge you $100 easily for that. The store, you know, kind of is partly to blame for, you know, not checking that. Even if she gave him a bogus credit card, you know, that would have came up that it was bogus.
Right.
But, you know, you don't check that. And both parties are basically to blame.
Yeah, that's true. It's such, it's such a ridiculous story.
I was wondering if I could do a little shout-out to my son. He's at spring training for the Cubs. He pitches for the Cubs.
Are you kidding? No,
oh.
go ahead, man. Who is he?
Brian Schlitter.
All right.
He made his debut in 2010 at Wrigley, and it was just a phenomenal day.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah,
he's a good kid.
He's a good kid. That's great, man. That's great. All right, Rich, congratulations, buddy.
All right, you guys have a great day, and be safe wherever you're traveling.
All right, Rich, thanks, buddy. There you go.
All right, bye.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Rich's son is part of the rebuilding, Ted.
It's going to be a very long summer. Both sides of town.
I know, man.
Oh, it's just going to be bad.
What did you were telling me the other morning?
Yeah, I was looking at the Sports Illustrated preseason power rankings.
Yeah.
And, you know, they rank all 30 teams. And the White Sox were 26 and the Cubs were 29.
That's fantastic,
yeah,
man.
Just,
who was below the Cubs?
Astros.
Of course. All right. We got some texts and some Facebook comments. Send your text to 24720. Have you borrowed something that you haven't returned? Library books, videos? What about the same reverse? Has it happened to you? We got phone lines open right now. You can tell us your story. 312-981-7200. Or if you're up now and you're digging through your closets and you find some old stuff that you borrowed, a library book or whatever, tell us what it is. 312-981-7200. We do have another quick Seinfeld thing here to play, because, you know, everything goes back to Seinfeld. Here we go.
So what do you got there?
Oh, I...
Rochelle.
Yeah. It's a foreign movie. A film is what it is, actually.
Yeah. A lot of nudity in that, huh?
No. Just a tiny bit. It's not even frontal nudity. It's sidal nudity.
Next.
Oh, it's me.
All right. Well, good seeing you, George.
Yes, good to see you, too, and good luck with... with the whole thing there.
what are you returning?
Rochelle.
Oh, Rochelle. A young girl's strange erotic journey from Milan to Memphis?
Yeah.
That'll be $3.49.
$3.49? It says $1.49.
Well, you didn't rewind it. There's a $2 charge for not rewinding.
There's no signs here. This is an outrage.
George, don't give him any money for that. It'll cost you less to keep it another day, rewind it, and bring it back tomorrow. Don't give him the satisfaction.
I'm not giving you the satisfaction. I'm going to watch it again. How could that hurt?
Yeah. And then, you remember what happens, Ted?
Trying to recall.
Okay, that's the smelly car episode.
With the car wash.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a smelly car episode. So he left Rochelle in the car when it was unlocked and someone stole it. So he had to go back to the video store and they charged him $99 for the for the missing Rochelle Rochelle tape. How could that piece of crap cost $99? That sounded a little high. That was a little. There was a little quick, wasn't it? That was a little fast. That recording.
I noticed that too. He sounded like he had helium going.
Yeah,
on.
They both did. And by the way, when he says to Susan, "Good luck with all of that," that's when she turned lesbian. And so there it is, man. It's all about Seinfeld, you know.
Did you hear about the guy who made up, who took all the fictional movie titles from Seinfeld, made movie posters?
Oh, I've seen them all.
Yeah,
there's 22 fictional Seinfeld movies.
They're awesome. Did you see the posters, Ted?
I didn't see the posters.
They're awesome, man. You got to see them. I think Firestorm might be my favorite. Ah, Firestorm. That's a hell of a picture.
That was one of the pool guy for the movie phone one, right? Kramer starts doing the movie phone?
Firestorm comes up when George is having dinner with his future in-laws, and George's family is there.
Oh.
When they're eating the Cornish. Who's having sex with the chicken? When Frank Costanza, Firestorm, that's a hell of a picture. I haven't seen it yet. Be quiet. And there's Death Blow. Man, we're missing the Death Blow. That's the bootleg one. That's the bootleg one. Yeah. Yeah.
And the other bootleg one is?
It's not Rochelle.
It is an arty movie.
Oh, man.
As Brody describes it.
Yeah, because he wanted different camera setups and stuff. What was
Cry, Cry Again.
Cry, Cry Again. That's right. That's right. Oh, man, Seinfeld. Yeah. I mean, what are some of the other ones? Chunnel was another one.
Chunnel, yeah, that's from The Pool Guy.
Yeah.
Sack Lunch.
Sack Lunch, that's right. Enjoy Sack Lunch. I will.
Do you remember Prognosis Negative?
Prognosis Negative, that's right, yeah.
And Blimp, The Hindenburg Story.
All the fictional movie titles from Seinfeld. I guess I would say I would guess obviously the most popular one would have to be Rochelle Rochelle. That's the one that they mention.
Oh, it's in several episodes too. It's in Smelly Car, The Understudy, and The Movie.
Yeah. Well, The Understudy is the musical version with Bette Midler.
Yeah.
When they're on Broadway, they made a musical version of Rochelle Rochelle. How could that piece of crap be $99? By the way, the video store clerk in that scene is Courtney Gaines. He's that creepy dude who was in Children of the Corn with the red hair.
Oh.
And he was also in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Courtney Gaines. He's the clerk in that scene. By the way, a really nice guy. Courtney Gaines came to the Flashback convention a few years ago and couldn't have been a nicer guy. He's in The Burbs. He always plays weirdos. He's got red hair.
He was Malachi in Children of the Corn.
Legendary, ridiculously creepy-looking dude.
That was his first role, too.
Yeah. Right out of the gate, man.
Well, I didn't realize he was in 21 Jump Street.
That guy worked.
Heat of the Night? Yeah, I didn't realize he'd done so much.
Oh, yeah. No, he worked. And you know, very distinctive look, obviously. But he's an incredibly nice guy. We hung out, man. And he was a very, very cool guy a few years ago at the Flashback convention. But yeah, that's him. In that clip we just played. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of Trib Tower. Yeah, man. What's happening? By the way, Orion just reported as he's driving in. Orion is coming in. He says that it's pouring rain on I-90 right now. Really coming down. Temperature is 32 degrees. So, Orion, safe travels, my friend. Please be safe. We'll see you in a little bit. Orion will join us live in about an hour to give us an extended weather situation and a biz report.
He said because the temperature is right at 32, there's a snowflake or two intermixed with all that rain.
So it's a mess. It's a mess. All right, be careful, Orion. Orion reporting from the road. Pouring rain, a little snow in there, too, because it's 32 degrees, and that's on I-90. If you're out in it, please be careful and please be safe. I'm looking at the radar, and it's a mess of stuff that's just passing right through our area right now. Just a big mess. So be safe, everyone. All right. Yeah, it's going to be a long drive home, Dan. be an interesting drive home because we're going to get out of here around 5:30. And I'm sure at that point, 5:30 right around here in the downtown Chicago area, we'll probably get slammed. So Orion will be in for more details. Be safe, Orion. All right. We are talking about borrowing things and never returning them. A woman actually spent a night in jail for not returning a copy, a VHS copy of Monster in Law. She had since 2005. And we were talking about video rentals and if you have some library books that are still around in your house that you never returned. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Wild Bill says, on Married with Children, Al Bundy tried to return a long overdue library book. He dealt with the same overweight librarian who put a lot of sugar in her coffee. Greg from Vermont said, I just moved. I was unpacking. I found a library book that I've had since 1983 or 1984. That's why he's like, oh, my God, I thought I brought this back. 847 area code says, I borrowed my neighbor's saw to cut branches on a tree, and I was going to do it that weekend, but then it rained, so I asked to hold on to it for a week. It's been 10 years now, and that neighbor has moved away. Larry says, we had a Star Wars book from the local library for my son. We thought we returned it. We found out 2 months later. We didn't. Seems to happen quite a bit. Glenn says, mine is reverse borrowing. I loaned a friend a Fender Telecaster guitar, lost contact with him. 20 years later, shows up at my doorstep and says, I think this belongs to you, plus gives me $200. I guess that's a dollar a year for rental. Yikes. God, you lent the guy a Telecaster? Man, you're a nice man, Glenn. Maureen says, my high school boyfriend lent me the Da Vinci Code, which he had checked out from Brother Rice in 2005. I still have it. Mark says, I have an unpaid parking ticket from Redondo Beach, California from 1976. Yeah, man. You should use that as a bookmark for the library books that you don't bring back.
My buddy Adrian had was in the Navy and stationed in California and had bought a car. Just to get around his last year, and had his ticket to Chicago and was driving, you know, to the airport and realized that he didn't know what to do with the car because he was gone. He wasn't coming back. So he just parked it on the street and left it there. So we constantly joke that, you know, one day California police are going to show up on his doorstep and arrest him for leaving a car 7 years later.
Yeah. Jay says, this conversation makes me feel guilty about borrowing my friend's copy of the Screwtape Letter by C.S. Lewis. I've got to let her know that I still have it, and I will get it back to her. Okay. Here's Vince on WGN. Hi, Vince.
Hey, I got a copy of Stanley the Duck that cost me $150.
Stanley the – you mean Howard the Duck?
No. It's Stanley the Duck.
What is that?
I don't know. I still got it somewhere. In the early days of VCR rentals, you had to join the club at this place. It was in Munster, Indiana, and you had to pay $150 to make sure you brought the films back.
Yeah.
Okay. So I put the deposit $150. I went there, and then and of course I had rented other stuff, and in the course of renting. I took three out. One I know is Stanley the Duck because everybody jokes about it.
I don't even know what Stanley the Duck is, Vince. I know what Howard the Duck is.
It's Stanley the Duck. It's not Howard the Duck.
Dan, look up Stanley the Duck.
It looks like an animated film about Stanley the Ugly Duckling.
Yeah, that's exactly. So I bring the thing back. The store is closed.
Like,
there goes my
closed down. So it cost you $150 basically.
It cost me $150 for Stanley the Duck.
Wow, and it's not Howard the Duck.
No, it's not even Howard the Duck.
Wow,
it's Stanley the Duck. And my neighbor still jokes, "How's that film, Stanley the Duck?" I got it somewhere.
Yeah,
because I still use VCRs.
Well, sure. $150, man. You got to hold on to it.
Yeah.
All right, Vince.
Forever and ever.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
All right, everybody hang on. 312-981-7200. I got some texts to 24/7/20 to read. If you borrowed something you never returned, you got some library books that are still in your house after a bunch of years, or I have never, ever heard of Stanley the Duck, ever. That almost sounds like a Seinfeld title from a Seinfeld movie. All right, we'll take a quick break here. The news is up next right here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. And we're here until 5 a.m., and then we'll hang out with Steve Cochran after 5. The phone number is 312-981-7200. We were just talking about this really weird and funny story about a woman who spent a night in jail because she failed to return a VHS copy of the terrible movie Monster in Law to the video store from 2005. And then that got us talking about keeping movies that you haven't brought back, borrowing things from friends and neighbors. And if you have some lovely library books that you haven't returned that have been laying around your house for a bunch of years. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. By the way, no rain downtown yet. It's very strange. I'm looking at the radar, and it looks like there should be rain coming from the sky here in downtown Chicago.
We're getting a few texts, pouring rain on I-80 at Morris, pretty good thunderstorm happening in Sugar Grove by Aurora Airport, and looks like thunder coming through Bolingbrook now.
Okay. All right. It's eventually going to get here, so everybody be careful if you're out on the roads. Please be careful. All updates will be happening right here. Keep it tuned to WGN. So we're talking about borrowing things you don't return, library books and all that cool stuff. 312-981-7200. Here's Kevin on WGN. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, real fast, too. I just left Kankakee. I'm in Moline right now, and it's pouring down rain and lightning and thundering. So.
Okay.
Hey, back in the 80s, I went in our little town in Michigan that I lived in. We rented a video disc, and when you rented the movies, they also rented you the machine, because, of course, a lot of people didn't have those machines.
Right.
And it was like on a Friday, and you get a three-day rental. We went to go return it on Sunday, and the place was closed down. And I'm looking around, and so we kept watching the store. And it was over a month later, and I seen somebody in the store finally, and we said, well, we have a machine in like four movies. And they said, oh, well, we don't know what happened to them. We're the next renters, and we're just picking up everything. And so I eventually brought back the machine in the four movies, but it's just like I could have had a video disc machine in four movies for even still today but. You know, I didn't have no use for them, so.
Yeah.
And one of the movies was Revenge of the Nerds. I remember that one because we watched it over and over and over.
Yeah, Revenge of the Nerds. Yes. Good old video discs. Good old laser discs, man. Those were the days.
Yeah, it was the machine was different.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. All right, Kevin, thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, that's interesting. You know, do you know how much like Laserdisc machines were going for back in the 80s at that time?
Probably what, 1,000?
Oh yeah, and they just like this business just let him keep the machine and the discs.
That kind of surprises me.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, a couple years ago, I spent several weeks in the hospital very unexpectedly and suddenly. And I had a couple of movies from a little mom and pop place in my neighborhood out at the time. Like I said, I was in the hospital. I couldn't return them. When I went back, the place had closed, and I went to try to return them. There's no one there, no note on the door or anything. About a month later, I got letters from a collection agency, and this store had sold off their debt to collection agencies,
Sure.
Anyone who had outstanding. Now, I mean, it didn't affect my credit or anything because it was the first letter.
Yeah.
But they sold off that debt.
Yeah.
You can get a call later on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he brought it back.
Well, I tried to bring it back,
yeah.
But the place was closed.
Right, right. John says, I would rent records from the library in the 70s. I borrowed the best of the 50s, but couldn't find the record when it was time to return. I did still have the album cover and returned that. No one ever said anything. So he just came in with the album cover and went, yeah, here you go. 773 area code sends a text to 24720. Jennifer Lopez and Jane Fonda should have spent some time in jail for making Monster in Law instead of that lady. Hold on, wait a minute.
All right.
773 area code says, I got drunk while I was bowling and I wore the shoes home, and that was in 1983. Well, so what? So basically, you left your regular shoes.
That's what I was
going
to say. You left your regular shoes. That was a problem in the 90s, as college kids were stealing rental shoes.
Oh, yeah, because it was
alleys.
Hip to wear them. Like, people were like, look at how ironic and cool I am. I have bowling shoes on.
My kid brother's wedding was quite an affair. It was a very long reception, and everybody was 23, so there was much drinking to be done. And
sure, man.
One of his ushers had managed to lose every part of his tux except for his pants. And so the next day he goes back to the rental place and says to them, all I have is my pants. Charge me for what it, you know, whatever it is. You've got my credit card, and leaves in shame. And so 3 or 4 days later, he notices that there's still no charge on the bill. So he calls them back up and they're like, well, what happened was every other member of the bridal party managed to bring back an extra something. Like, I ended up with an extra pair of suspenders somehow, so I just threw them in the bag and I brought them with, and somebody ended up with an extra shirt and et cetera, et cetera. And they go to him, you know, the only thing that we didn't get back was the shoes. And he's like, well, you know, how much do those cost? He's like, they're like, oh, no, 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 there's more. So somebody had brought back an extra pair of shoes. Well, it turned out that in the adjoining room to the reception hall, there was a high school prom going on.
Yeah.
And so the next day, my dad was out there packing up the car and found this pair of shoes just sitting randomly in the parking lot and thought, these look nice. These are tuxedo shoes. I better grab them and bring them with. So he brought them to the company. And so they were telling my brother's usher a few days later, like, they're not our shoes, but they're really nice. So we're just going to keep them.
That's great. That is awesome. So people just had extra stuff laying around? I mean,
yeah, you know, it just, like I said, I ended up with an extra pair of suspenders somehow.
Must have been a hell of a party, man.
Oh, it was. The reception started at 4 and went till midnight.
Was it here in Chicago?
No, it was down. Well, that was another part of it. It was down in Effingham, Illinois, where my sister-in-law is from.
Oh, okay.
And so what you had was everybody from Chicago coming down, and nobody was driving home. So everybody was staying at the hotel. The hotel was attached to the reception hall.
Yeah, that's just got bad news written all over.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. We actually drank them out of Corona, and they had to go across the street to the Walmart to get more.
That's awesome. Did you know that I drank the hotel bar in St. Louis dry from Jameson?
Yeah.
They ran out of Jameson when I was there. In St. Louis for that road trip, Ted.
That's something.
We don't have any more Jameson, man. You've been in here 2 nights in a row. We don't have any more Jameson. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. We can wrap this up. Let's see. 815 area code says, in 1988, I rented a portable VCR from the local gas station / food mart in Kentucky. I never returned it. I later sold it to a friend for $200. Wow, man. First of all, you can get VCRs at a gas station in Kentucky? It just seems a little weird. 773 area code says, I borrowed my brother's P90X. What is a P90X?
It's a workout DVD, I think.
Tried it for a week, never used it since, and never returned it. I don't know what a P90X is. It's a workout video?
I believe so, yeah. It's a commercial home exercise regimen.
You do it for 90 days, and, you know, you get ripped.
You get ripped off. Hello, wait a minute. Whoa. What the hell is all right. How do I know? I don't even know what the product is, and I'm ripping it. I don't even know.